Dear friends, surely one of the most important questions someone can ever ask you is that which concerns your souls. The soul is the greatest asset that God has given you. It's going to last forever. We must therefore prioritize that which is of infinitely more value than our bodies and our flesh and the present things of this world. And so that therefore begs the question, where will you spend eternity? Will you spend eternity in hell or in heaven? Hell is a place full of those who have prioritized the carnal, the earthly, at the great expense of the spiritual, of the eternal, of the matters of the soul. The Bible describes hell as a place of constant regret, a place where you will relive your worst nightmare over and over again, because God's common grace has been removed. You see, we may have enjoyed God's common grace down here below upon earth, and yet never acknowledged the giver of it. Therefore, in hell, all common grace and common love will be removed. No sense of being loved, or sense of kindness, or laughter, or happiness, or goodness, because we've ignored the author and fountain of every blessing of all good. And so what must I do to be saved? How can I have my sins forgiven? Well, firstly, do you know the gospel of Jesus Christ, the true gospel? Do you understand that you are made in the image of God to have a relationship with your Maker? The only problem from stopping you from having a relationship with your Maker is your sin. It is our sin that separates us from a holy God. We know that we have sin, don't we? Because we all have a conscience that tells us right from wrong. When the first man, Adam, fell into sin, we all fell with him. And so by nature we are sinners. Just like there is a day and a night, so within each and every one of us there is a light and a darkness. There is a light in that we can be kind and loving and good and gracious and polite. There's a common light. But there's a darkness. We can be mean and angry and ungrateful and spiteful and steal. Now, yes, God is not only a God of love, but also a just God. And so he cannot allow sin to be unpunished. Nothing that defiles can ever enter into heaven. No sin can enter in. And that means you and I, in our natural sinful condition, are in grave eternal danger, because we do not have perfect obedience. Although we may try to be good and religious, we fall way short of the glory of God. How can that which is by nature crooked be made straight? Well, the truth of the matter is that there is nothing we can do to be saved in ourselves, as it says in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace you are saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Only Jesus Christ can save us, because unlike us, Jesus Christ was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He died not for his sins of his own, but for the sins of those who would come to believe upon his name by faith, for salvation full and free. He rose over victory over sin and death. Jesus Christ has conquered sin and death, making a way for us to be righteous in his sight. His precious blood was spilt on Calvary to cleanse us from all sin. The life is in the blood. There's power in the blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse you from all sin. We are now justified in him because by grace we believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead for the forgiveness of sins. You have to look to Jesus Christ alone, friend. He who has truly loved us like no other. He gave his holy life as a sacrifice for our sins, that we may know the righteousness of God. Friend, if by God's grace you desire salvation, his way, he will in no wise cast you out. Is Jesus Christ knocking upon the door of your heart this day, cry unto him and he will give you peace and rest, and he will save you from your sins. Like it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.